What's up, soccer fans? Mike Guglielmi, Sons of a Pitch, an American Soccer Podcast, hash Soccer Central up in the house. We had a special guest on tonight, but the audio just wasn't working. So Isaiah, when you're watching this, man, I'm sorry. We got to work this out. We'll bring you on next week so we can get this thing up and running here with the audio. Don't know what the heck was going on with your audio. But on this episode, episode 213, we're going to talk about all of the MLS action from last week. We're going to talk about the Canadian Championship and the conundrum that they're in scheduling as well. And then on top of that, we might touch on some of the CONCACAF World Cup qualifiers coming up in just over a week now, October 7th, getting started. Really excited for those matchups as well. We got Bernardo Lombrada in the house. Hey, bro, how are you? I'm doing fantastic, my man. How about yourself? Rocky does it all in the house. What's up, Rocky? Connor McCabe, Inter Miami CF Club. And we all just keep on filing in the door. Jay Jardim, all right, nice. Love it. Thanks, guys, for jumping in the conversation. Let's get right into some of the action here. Starting out with first matchup up, let's talk a little bit about the Canadian Championship for those MLS teams that were in play last week. There's Todd Bailey in the house, brand new All-Star member, Todd Bailey. As you can see, your name scrolling right down there. Thanks for joining the team here as an All-Star member, Todd. Glad to have you aboard, my man, and excited for this week as well. So Montreal beats Halifax 3-1, and you're thinking, oh, man, Montreal looked good. No, they didn't. They looked like trash in this game. Complete trash. I watched this one on my phone through my One Soccer subscription before I did the TFC game. And Halifax got on the board first through Bent in the 27th minute. And then Mihailovic gets the equalizer just 8 minutes after that. But then it took almost to stoppage time before Balu Tabla gets two goals in the 89th and the 92nd minute to push Montreal through to the next round, the semifinal round. Now for Toronto FC, they came out and played York United of the Canadian Championship or the Canadian Premier League, and they put a beatdown on York on a wet, crazy night at BMO Field. There was maybe maybe 1,500 people in the stands for that one. Weak attendance there in Toronto, but with the rain and all that, how can you blame them, right? But 4-0 the score. Osorio, Achara, Soteldo, and Akello with the goals for TFC, and kind of a little bit of a resurgence for TFC now. We'll talk about their result over the weekend as well. So they do what they're supposed to do. They beat York United, and they have to. If TFC would have lost to York United, that would have been really, really bad. And Jay says York is a bad team. If the weather was better, it could have been 6-0. I agree. I completely agree, Jay. They are. They've been trash in CPL since they started. I love Jimmy Brennan, the coach of York United. But, man, they just do not have it. They can't even compete in the Canadian Premier League right now as well. All right, we got Troy Polamalu in the house. Will you be streaming Monday Night Football? No, Troy. No football over here. We only do soccer over here on Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central. And we're on ColorCast as well, guys. If you have an iPhone and you have not downloaded the ColorCast app yet, get on it. The link is in the description. Use that link. Download the ColorCast app. This thing is absolutely amazing, guys. You can do what I'm doing on your phone. You can start a podcast, a weekly show. You could do listen to commentary of games if it's not on TV. You can do live commentary yourself. And their Inter Miami CF Club says, yo, you got to do the Inter Miami game tomorrow. Not happening, man. I got my schedule. I'll be talking about my schedule for the week coming up here in a little bit. But that should be a decent matchup, though. And look out for picks and predictions coming your way tomorrow. It'll be dropping on YouTube. All right. Now, let's talk about the MLS and their matchups, right? So Miami got beat down. Speaking of Inter Miami CF Club, dude, what happened to your team, bro? My God. Gonzalo Higuain gets the one goal for Miami. Gregore with a red card in the 86th, and Nashville laid a beatdown right from the get-go. Hani Mukhtar in the 6th minute. Zimmerman, Mukhtar again, Leal, and Alistair Johnston gets his first goal. The Canadian men's national team player gets his first goal for Nashville, and a good moment for Canadian soccer as well. Now, Nashville, they're doing what they're supposed to do here, right? I mean, you expect to see Nashville win this matchup against Miami because Miami's just in trouble, man. I don't know what's going on. There you go. Just turn that off. Turn it off, says Inter Miami CF Club. Amen. Amen. It's not pretty, man. It's not pretty. So Nashville, good victory for them as they continue the Troy the Troy, as I'm reading the comments over here. They continue their ploy to get towards the top of the Eastern Conference, try and lock down that second seed or whatnot. All right, so next games up, we've got the Chicago Fire and New England Revolution. This one was a barn burner, man. New York City as well as New York Red Bulls, the first matchup of the New York Derby there. These games were good. Let's talk a little bit about the Chicago Fire and New England. I'm sorry, I didn't get all my tabs set up for you guys before the show, so I'm going to be doing it as we roll through. HJU Rodriguez in the house, whatever, Troy. Tom Brady sucks. Come on, Troy. He don't suck, man. I'm sorry. The man is good. He's a hell of a football player. Might not like him. I didn't like him until he played for my team, but he's damn good. All right, and there, Inter Miami CF Club. I was at the game for Inter. It was horrible. Man, send me some photos, man. We'll put them up in the next live. And there you go. Shavendra in the house. Brother BKL as well. Troy says, should Miami change its names to Inter Fort Lauderdale? Yes, but they already have their USL team as Fort Lauderdale FC or whatever the hell they're calling their USL team. But they've got Fort Lauderdale locked down over there, so they're not going to change it. New England continues to just rock this MLS league and continue to strive towards getting that goal of a points record. I mean, New England has wrapped up the Supporters Shield. It's done. It's not even close. I mean, New England's got this, no doubt about it. Chicago put up a fight, though. They did put up a fight. Teran in the 40th minute, Jimenez in the 63rd, and Kessler in the 11th, Bunbury, and then Carlos Hill with the winner in stoppage time. This was nice. Got me a few bucks there as we picked up New England. I think it was on, I believe I had plus 180 for New England. So that was a nice, nice one on that one. But hey, Chicago Fire, their struggles continue. Again, if you don't download the podcast, make sure you download the podcast to your favorite podcatcher and catch our Chicago Fire update during the ad sponsor break on the podcast side, the middle of the show. You know, that one where I just sit here and get silent for a few seconds on YouTube. Yeah, that one. Download that. John Donovan will give you a breakdown, a good in-depth breakdown of the Chicago Fire. All right, let's move to the New York Derby. We got to talk about this one for a minute. This one was insane. New York City and New York draw 1-1. We got Soccer Guy in the house. What's up, Soccer Guy? How you doing, man? Red Bulls tie it up in the 102nd minute on a penalty kick. Say what? Like, whoa. Victor Castellanos gets the goal in the 31st minute. Keaton Parks and Chanot sent off with red cards in this one for New York City, and that would come back to hurt them in the next matchup on the weekend. But, man, Red Bulls get the PK in the 102nd minute and bury it, and there you have it. They get the 1-1 draw there and get a result. And there, Shavendra says New York City should have won that match. I agree. I thought they had it, and they should have won it. Totally. Totally, Shavendra. 100%. But that did set the storyline for the return leg, if you want to call it that, because they played again on the weekend. And that was even crazier from a perspective of a New York City fan, Brother BKL. And there you go. It was insane between a red card with Keaton Parks. It's supposed to be a yellow card. I didn't see a red card there for Keaton Parks. It wasn't that nasty of a tackle, honestly, in my opinion. So I'm with you there, Brother BKL, on that one. I think NYCFC got hosed in this match 100%. All right, let's move to the Leagues Cup Final. Club Lyon gets the victory over the Seattle Sounders. The Sounders put up a good fight. It just was not enough to battle with Lyon. Lyon was just too good. They were the better team on the night. It still shows the difference between Liga MX and MLS. I hate to say it, but unfortunately, that's what it is. The goals in this one, Mena with two goals, Gigliotti with the goal in the 85th minute to put Lyon up 3-1, and then Benazee gets a deflection in the 92nd minute to make things a little bit tighter for Seattle, but they couldn't pull off the equalizer to send it to penalty kicks. And Lyon is your League's Cup champion. Yet again, a team from Liga MX wins and goes through as the League Cup champions. Now, we're going to have the Campeones Cup coming up here in just a couple of days. So that is going to be another chance for an MLS team to try and pull something back. Don't get your hopes up. The Columbus Crew have not had a good season so far, and I'm not expecting too much out of them. All right, now, speaking of those lives, let's get the graphics up on the screen here. So with these lives, starting out, on Wednesday night. We'll be live for the Campeones Cup. Columbus Crew hosting Cruz Azul in lower.com field. That one should be a pretty good game. I think I think Cruz Azul's probably not going to put too much thought into this. So we'll see. Maybe it turns into a decent matchup between these two teams. But I still expect Club Leon to get it done and be able to just handle the Columbus Crew, because the Crew are still technically fighting for a playoff spot in MLS. So we'll see how that goes. Now, the next match that we are going to be doing Wednesday night is LAFC against the Portland Timbers. This is the Ramon Poblano versus Rocky Does It All bet for the Super Chat to do this game. Whoever's team doesn't win, that guy's got to pony up the 10 bucks over here to Sons of a Pitch Soccer, helping support this channel and continuing the growth of American soccer here. I love it. So thank you, gentlemen, for that. It's a great idea. We'll be live for that one. Now, to the weekend, we've got LA Galaxy against LAFC. That one's going to be fun. So the El Tráfico, make sure you're hanging out with us for that one. Again, anytime you get an El Tráfico, it's always a good time. So excited for that matchup. Then if we are, depending on how things go this week, we'll have one more live for Sons of a Pitch on Sunday night. We might be doing a doubleheader. We might not. It just depends on life in general. But I did put together the thumbnail for Seattle Sounders and the Colorado Rapids, a battle of two of the top teams in the Western Conference. I added a little bit of graphic design there to the logos to make them stand out a little bit better. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments if you like those thumbnails like that, where they kind of look cooler, or if they're just more straight up with the logos themselves. All right, so let's get back to the business here. Also, we are going to have picks and predictions coming up tomorrow as well. So make sure you guys are watching for that one. I'll probably have that drop around 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Because you know what? The games are starting fast, and we need to make sure that everybody has their picks ready to go for that one. All right, let's move to Philadelphia against Atlanta. Philadelphia gets the victory over Atlanta, a surprise, in my opinion. Philly has not looked good lately. Atlanta has started to turn the corner. And Atlanta, though, could not keep that drive going and could not beat Philly in their house. Kasper Schmeichel with the goal. David Connolly called that one there. Loved it there. He called that one, and there you have it. It's in the business. He picked Schmeichel to score, and well done there, David. Well done. Thanks for sending me over your picks. All right, we got Mike Jahl in the house. What's up, Mike? How you doing, my man? Soccer guy says El Tráfico is awesome. Awesome. How is Austin FC doing in the relegation table? Troy, they're doing fantastic in that relegation table because they're not going to get relegated, Troy. No matter how many times you say it, it doesn't matter. And they beat the Galaxy, so they're going to relegate the Galaxy instead? No, I'm just kidding. All right, there we go. Brother BKL agrees Cruz Azul going to win because the Crew are not a good team right now. Chicago Plays in the house as well. What's up, Chicago Plays? How you doing, my man? Good to see you. Glad you're here hanging out. Philly gets the victory over Atlanta. Let's talk about New England against Orlando. Buxa and a Schlegel own goal wrapped around a DK goal. Daryl DK finally back on the score sheet for Orlando. Thank God, man. He's been struggling since he came back from England here. And Orlando, not enough. Their struggles continue. I mean, Orlando is just really, really hurting right now. It is ugly for Orlando. This team has gotten, I mean, just, I don't even know how many points they've had in the last while, but it's not a lot. Possession in this one went to New England. Total shots, even shots on goal, 3-1 for Orlando over New England. And they still end up losing. That's not good. So New England continues to get point after point after point after point. 6 points this past week. They're probably going to do it again. All right, guys, hit that like button down below if you haven't done so already. We're at 11 likes. We got 11 watching. Hit that like button as well. If you're new here and you love soccer, hit that subscribe button. Turn on that bell so you don't miss any of our awesome soccer content, whether that's these regular podcast episodes or picks and predictions or live stream reactions like we did over the weekend. Had a great live last night with Austin and LA Galaxy. That was a lot of fun. 7,000 views. And lots of chat and banter going back and forth. A good time. Lots international as well. I'm working on that map. I did a little bit of graphic design today. Got to do a little bit more before we get the thing finalized. But watch out for that over the next week or two. That's coming at you. All right, Columbus against Montreal. Columbus, Jossy Zardes with two goals gets the victory for Columbus. Montreal's struggles continue. Man, Montreal is just, good God, struggling against Halifax in the midweek. Then they got to travel to Columbus, and they lose to the Crew, who have just been struggling all around. Not a good result. Not a good result at all for Montreal here. I'd be a little bit worried if I was a Montreal fan at this point. They're right in the thick of it for the playoff race. And we'll talk about that at the end once we go through all these games, kind of where the standings look at right now. Because, man, these standings in the Eastern Conference, it's crazy. Montreal right now sits in that final playoff spot. And they're just one win away and some results from moving all the way up to second place in the Eastern Conference. Like, that's insane how tight this Eastern Conference has gotten. But Columbus starting to get things back on track. So look out for that that Campione's Cup. Maybe Columbus can be the winner of the Campione's Cup there over Cruz Azul. We'll see. Montreal, Kyoto with the goal. That man just keeps on scoring. He's getting older. He's not going to be able to keep it up, but he keeps on scoring, and Honduras is happy that he's maybe rounding back into form before those CONCACAF World Cup qualifiers get rolling. All right, next up, DC United against Cincinnati. This was a complete and utter blowout. DC United, another team in the East who has tightened that race up from the top to the bottom. And, man, Areola, Birnbaum, Areola again, and Roberta with the goals, 4-0 at one point. 4-0, and hence, that's why we had some big news today. Jap Stam, the coach of Cincinnati, fired, relieved of his duties, however you want to say it. He's gone. He's out. Cincinnati, my God, what a mess that franchise is. You got a beautiful stadium. You're spending tons of money, and you can't keep a coach. You can't pull these results. What the hell is going on with Cincinnati, man? They have to figure it out. They've got to figure it out quickly, because those nice crowds you're seeing at TQL Stadium, that's not going to continue if the team is horrible. Take a look at the Bengals crowd. Take a look at the Reds crowd. Okay, these guys, they don't show up when they're not winning. This isn't like the Chicago Cubs where, you know, it doesn't matter if the team wins or loses. Cincinnati needs to turn this around, turn it around quickly. And Shivendra says Cincinnati and Toronto were having bad luck. Look, when I went to that game at TQL Stadium, Shivendra, I said, this is the battle for the wooden spoon. And Cincinnati got it. I can see it. I can see it happening that TFC wins a wooden spoon because they lost to Cincinnati in that matchup. Cincinnati, good Lord, please let this team, from what I experienced there at TQL Stadium, and I have decided I'm going to push that tour of TQL Stadium out to the offseason when pretty much all we've got is Liga MX to talk about. I'm going to throw that video out. I'm going to hold that for the offseason because I need more content in the offseason, especially now that I'm by myself here. So with that experience, I mean, this was a great, great stadium, great, great fan base. I really hope Cincinnati can turn this around. DC United, on the other hand, they just keep winning. Hernan Losada's got this team turned around. And Eric, Jason's another coach gone. Another coach gone, Jay. Another one. MLS, they don't mess around. They don't wait till the end of the season. They're just getting rid of people left and right. I like it. I say don't wait. And TFC should follow suit and get rid of Ali Curtis today, right now. When's that announcement coming up? But DC United, Hernan Losada's got this team playing some good soccer. Surprisingly, Ola Kamara doesn't score in this one. He has been rocking and rolling. He is in the lead for the Golden Boot, I believe. At the time, that might have changed over the weekend, but he was. But DC United, a team that would you want to play DC United in the playoffs? I wouldn't be really scared of them like I would in Atlanta, but a team that you don't want to play if you're Nashville or Orlando. I'll tell you right now, if Orlando matches up with DC, I'm taking DC all day long, especially with that form right now. Maybe DC's rounding in a form just a little bit too early. That might be, but we'll see. We'll see. All right. Next one up is we got Tio Luis over on Facebook. What's up, Tio? How you doing, my man? Thanks for joining us, brother. All right. And there, Troy, Cincinnati and Toronto are tanking for the number one overall MLS draft pick. Yeah. And there's expansion teams coming in, Troy. So they don't even get the number one overall draft pick, even if they tank. And again, nobody tanks in MLS because the talent just isn't there. I mean, look at some of the number one picks have gone on to have decent careers and move over to Europe. But nobody's lighting it up here. So, come on. No, it's, that's Nobody's tanking there, Troy. Nobody's tanking. This isn't the NFL, buddy. This isn't the NBA. You know. Because, you know, you want Monday Night Football right now. Rocky does it all. MLS is probably the most difficult league to coach in. If you get a hot player, he gets bought and sent and loaned. Yeah. I mean, it is a tough league to coach in because you are playing, you're in a league that's a selling league. So this isn't the problem, though, with Cincinnati. This isn't the problem with Toronto. This isn't the problem with some of these other squads. They're not losing guys on loans or whatnot. They just flat out suck. And that's the problem. So, all right, DC and Cincinnati, let's move to the next one. Colorado against Toronto. Toronto FC gets a 0-0 draw. Man, how the hell did TFC pull off the draw at Colorado? As a note, we had Isaiah Paskins ready to go. Colorado fan was ready to co-host tonight, and unfortunately, we couldn't get the audio to work, and so couldn't have him on tonight. Maybe we'll have him on next week. I want to have him on next week because we got an announcement there, or Isaiah has an announcement. But, man, Colorado couldn't find the back of the net. Jay says, I'll take it, clean sheet. They don't come around very often for Toronto, that's for sure. It's been a long time since they've had a clean sheet outside of the Canadian Championship, which, again, against York in the rain, whatever. But there, you got the coach going back to the coaches. Yeah, the finances they got to work with. That's the tough part. That is the difference between MLS and other leagues around the world for these coaches. LOL, God, no, right? So Toronto, are they bouncing back a little bit? I mean, is this something that they're kind of rounding out the season in a decent bit of form? Look, they're way out of the playoff race. They're not getting back into the playoffs, not with how tight the Eastern Conference is. Colorado, on the other hand, this is a team that wants to be taken seriously to be hanging out with your Seattles, your Sporting Kansas Cities. Is Colorado there when you're drawing against Toronto FC at home? Especially the way TFC plays. I mean, look, it's no wonder that Toronto didn't score any goals. When you got Patrick Mullins up top, it's no wonder they didn't score. TFC's got nobody that can score right now. That's the problem. So we'll see. But Colorado, hopefully they pull things back together because I want to see Colorado do well because it's been a while. Outside of that run in 2016 to the Western Conference semifinals, it's been kind of a raw deal for the Rapids. Next up, Minnesota United gets the victory over Houston Dynamo 2-0. Load with the goal in the first minute. Ethan Finley in the 17th, and this one was over just a few minutes in. Jay, you think something up with pause? I have no idea, man. I have not really followed that. I have been reading a little bit on the news now and trying to see some of that stuff coming up, but I haven't really seen anything with Paz. So I don't know what the hell's going on with him, man. Minnesota gets the 2-0 victory over Houston, doing what they're supposed to do, right? Beating a team that just has had a very struggling season. Allianz Field, good result for Minnesota. Let's see how they do coming up in this playoff race. All right, New York City and the New York Red Bulls coming up next. Let's take a short sponsor break in this one. And guys, check out our sponsor on the YouTube side, an affiliate program that we have going. We've got BetUS, as you all know. Make sure you find that link in the description. And check out BetUS, guys. I mean, this is huge. BetUS, if you're a sports bettor, BetUS will give you 125% sign-up bonus. 125% sign-up bonus. That's insane. It's absolutely insane. Up to $2,500, but you got to use this link down in the description if you want to get that bonus. So check it out. The odds are the best in the business, and I'm telling you, they're really good. So head on over there while we've got this short little break here on the podcast side. John Donovan will give you a Chicago Fire update, and as well, we'll have the sponsorship read.
This episode of Sons of a Pitch, an American soccer podcast, brought to you by Nice Premium Iceland Pure Spring Water. Also by Donovan Food Brokerage, a sales and marketing firm focused on food service sales in the Midwest. And lastly, by Skira, Icelandic spring water available at your local 7-Eleven. And now it's time for our weekly Chicago Fire update, brought to you by John Donovan. Take it away, John.
Mike, John Donovan here. Love doing the Chicago Fire. like following the MLS, it's the first time I've ever had a chance to follow a team throughout a season. I was looking at quite a few teams in the past, but I obviously watched the Chicago Fire, and it's just confusing. The combination of Wiki and Klopas as managers is just not working. It does not make sense. I never thought I'd be pleading for Panovich to come back, but he would do a better job than what's happening right now. The general manager position has just been confusing. He obviously thinks a lot more of foreign players than U.S. players. I mean, trading away Jordy Mihailovic and CJ Jeppong probably might have got them close to the playoffs, but he just let them go for nothing. And then also there was a player traded to from the New York Red Bulls to the Vancouver team. And that just why they didn't bite on that White. The kid is scoring. He's playing center like we wish we had. It's obvious that our Heinz GM just doesn't look at the U.S. player as a possibility. So in that game, in the New England game, the score was tied 2-2. And in the last 4 minutes, my Lord, Carlos Gil came down, deke Navarro once, and then took him to almost the goalpost and just zipped the ball over Slonina's head. And it was 3-2. That was it for the game. Arena, I think, had planned on a tie if he could get one, but he ended up with a win, which, you know, really kind of that terminated the chance for the Fire for next season. Then we moved into a game today against Nashville. Again, a lot of substitutions. Most of their DPs were not playing and didn't even get put in late into the game when I thought we'd see Mukhtar in there trying to steal a win against the Fire. But it ended up with a 0-0 tie. And, you know, I've always wondered about this Nashville squad. They have Coach Smith as their coach, and the guy's done an incredible job in two seasons. What mystifies me about him is years ago he was coach of the Denver squad, and he won the MLS on a really cold game that was played, I believe, up in Toronto. And he was fired that year. The Denver squad fired him, and nobody's picked him back up until Nashville made this really intelligent move of bringing him back in the league. And you can just see that he has the number one is midfield and his back. His fullbacks are playing beautifully. Today's game, he had both of his forwards out, so you really couldn't grade the squad. Like Arena did in the last minutes of the game, he put in his two really studs on the field in Bow and Gill. Smith didn't do that today. He really played for a tie. He's looking forward to that game against Orlando, which, you know, they're second place, and I think he's never going to catch New England, so he wants to keep that spot. He'll get the home games and most of his games. So intelligent coach, like the way their general manager works. He has done a really great job of managing that squad, where the Fire group with Heinz and with Wiki and with Klopas, there's just no reasoning to this. Joe Mansueto, I say this every little show, please get rid of that management and bring in somebody that understands the MLS. I would suggest you move Wiki and old George Heinz over to Europe and let them take over that Swiss team if you like them so much. But please bring in something next year that will bring soccer back to Chicago. So, Mike, thank you very much. I really enjoy doing this. We have a game coming up against New York City squad at Seagate Stadium, which I might even go down there to that game. I'd like to see the stadium back. I really enjoy games there. So, Mike, good luck. I'll be talking with the show next week. Take care.
Thanks for that Chicago Fire update, John. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, back at it here. And Jay says, haven't heard anything but a gut feeling pause is gone at the end of the year. I could see it, Jay. I could. I think it's a full rebuild in Toronto. That's my gut feeling. I think there's very few players that are going to stick around for TFC. I think Soteldo's gone. Josie better be gone. Pause may be gone, and a lot of other pieces as well. A lot of work to do for TFC over the offseason, including Ali Curtis. I say bring in a complete new team, GM, coach, do a complete rebuild, and play some of these kids, and go for it in 2023 would be my way to go there. Ken Boy in the house, thanks for joining us here on this regular podcast episode. And all right, let's talk about the New York Derby. This one, a 1-0 victory for the Red Bulls. We had DSO live in the house repping Sons of a Pitch Soccer. And, man, that is a very disappointing result for New York City. Just could not get it going for New York City. Lots of trouble for them. They dominated possession 65% to 35%. They could not get the goal. They just were fighting the entire match. And once they went down, they just could not break that line, that goalkeeper, Coronel. And there you see it. I mean, New York Red Bulls have more shots on goal. New York City, you got to put the ball on target when you got possession of 65% if you want to get a victory in a derby match. I don't care how good or how bad your opponent is. When you're playing in that rivalry-type match, it's going to be a tough matchup. That's why, I mean, anytime you get that, a lot of people always say, well, you know, Toronto really, really sucks. Montreal should be able to beat them, no problem. Well, it's a rivalry game. There's something different that goes on. Florida State, you know, I mean, in college football, doesn't matter how bad one of the teams is, the other team is always going to be fired up for that one. So the Red Bulls get the victory. They end up pulling 4 points. So I hate to say it, NYC fans, but New York is red right now. And that's got to hurt for NYCFC fans because they are the better team in the standings. I think they're the better team overall. But based off of these recent results, the Red Bulls fans have the bragging rights going forward. All right, moving along. Tio Luis over on Facebook says, Nagy out. Nice. Bringing in the Chicago bit here. Nagy out. He should have been gone a long time ago, man. The damn Bears suck. And Justin Fields is not the answer. But this isn't a football podcast, no matter how bad Troy Polamalu wants it to be. It's not. So, Tio, Nagy out, Wiki out. I'm with you on both of them. All right, San Jose gets the victory 2-0 over LAFC. What the hell is going on with LAFC? What's the deal here? LAFC fans, please enlighten me. Please talk to me about this because I don't see it, man. I just do not see this team being that good. I mean, you look at these odds that are out there every week. It is a sports bettor's dream to bet against LAFC right now. And in fact, I'm putting some decent money on Portland myself for that midweek game that we'll be doing live here on Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central on YouTube because LAFC just can't seem to get it going. Losing to the Quakes, that's tough. That's tough. Ken Boy says they need Vela. Absolutely, they need Vela. They're going to need them if they want to make a run at the playoffs here. I know they're right in that range there to get into the playoffs. We're getting into that crazy season now. And MLS is just, I mean, this just shows how much MLS has kind of like this parity and everything that they go for, how much that comes into play with this league. San Jose and the talent that they have has no business playing with LAFC. None. But week in, week out, you get some crazy results. And that's what I speak of when I'm doing my picks and predictions and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you gotta be ready for one of these matchups that's going to go crazy that you think shouldn't be, and it does. That's how it works out. So it's crazy. Rocky says Chofis is fire. He is, man. Chofis Lopez is very, very good. A damn good player there for San Jose. Kenboy says they lost like 3 games or more in a row. Yes, LAFC really struggling. Really struggling right now. And can they turn around against Portland and then in the El Tráfico against LA Galaxy? That can kind of push them right back up the standings there if they can get those results. We'll see how that goes. All right, Vancouver and Dallas. Vancouver gets the victory over Dallas, 1-0 at BC Place. And, man, this one, Vancouver, they just continue to grind out results. This team wins games. They do. And there you go. A Super One says another loss coming up against the Galaxy. Yikes. There you go. There you go. Coming straight from me, Super One. You heard it here first. The Galaxy, he thinks, will get the best of LAFC in that matchup in the El Tráfico, which, again, will be live for here on Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central. All right. Vancouver, Brian White with the goal in the 20th minute. My God, this dude, unbelievable. Unbelievable. They're all winning. All the Cascadia teams are winning, man. Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver really riding high right now. And damn, Vancouver, props to them because they just find a way to grind it out. Now, they should beat Dallas because Dallas is really a hot mess right now, especially after firing Lucci Gonzalez. But damn, I mean, Vancouver, they're kind of pushing into that playoff race as well. So we'll see how that goes. No goals from Ricardo Pepi, our boy here. Vancouver gets the 1-0 victory. All right, Portland against RSL, and there, this will make Rocky happy. Portland with the beatdown on RSL. Only goal for RSL from Demir Krylak. Seems like that man is always scoring every single week. Demir Krylak gets a goal. But Darren Asprilla, Jimmy Chara, Diego Chara, Nils Gota, and Paredes with the goals in this one. Six goals for Portland. They are raining goals right now in Portland. And yes, it rains a lot in Portland. I saw that comment there, Rocky. You're saying it doesn't rain in Portland. It is. It's raining goals in Portland there. Rocky's a happy man with the Timbers and the Axe. I love it, man. Love it. Man, great game from Portland. Is Portland for real? I think they are. They were struggling a little bit a few weeks ago, but they've turned things around in a big, big way. This team is like unbeaten in what, six? Rocky, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's been five, six, seven games, something like that for the Timbers, really playing well right now in MLS play. So we'll see if they can keep that up going up against LAFC in the midweek. That's going to be a fun one to watch. All right, now back here to this one, we move to Sunday. Let me get rid of all these windows over here. And this one, a boring matchup between Chicago and Nashville. Nothing to talk about in that one. If you want to hear about the Fire, go check out our regular podcast episode. However you get your podcast, whether that's through iTunes, through Google Podcasts, CastBox, however you do it, check out that for John Donovan's breakdown of that matchup. Sporting Kansas City and Seattle. This one, a surprise, maybe not a surprise. I don't know. I put a little extra money on Seattle, and I know a few of our All-Star members did as well. I gave you my extra bonus pick there to say, hey, throw some money on Seattle, plus 300 odds at BetUS. When you got a team like Seattle at plus 300 odds, no matter what they're up against, you gotta take a chance. And that's exactly it. Rolled on, 31st minute, Bruin in the 55th, and Johnny Russell gets one back fairly quickly after that, and then it was all SKC. They were just pounding the Seattle net, but Seattle does what they do. They continue to win ball games, move themselves right back up to the top of the Western Conference, and Seattle making me and a couple other of our All-Stars very happy with that plus 300 victory. SKC, on the other hand, I just can't see them being for real. I mean, this team, it's a good team. They've got a lot of talent. They've got a good team. Daniel Shalloway scoring tons of goals this year for them. What a story that is. If you don't know Daniel Shalloway's story, check it out. But Kansas City, the inconsistency, that's what separates teams like Seattle and Kansas City. Seattle wins, and wins again, and then they might throw a loss in there once in a while, and then they're on another run. And Kansas City, one week they're winning, one week they're losing, the next week they're trying to figure something else out. It's you need consistency in this game to stay at the top, and that is what Seattle has. Brian's happy, I know that. Seattle with the victory over SKC, good result for them. All right, lastly, the game that we were live for here, Austin FC gets the victory over the LA Galaxy, 2-0. I hope you were here with us for that one. What a game that was. I mean, it fairly boring first half, but the second half lit up, and it was all green. The Verde for Austin, Gite in the 64th minute, and then Gaines in the 79th minute. I knew nothing about this Gaines kid, but this kid is good. This kid is very, very good. He was playing fantastic last night at the end of the game when he got subbed on. Very nice talent, looks like, for that kid. And yes, Troy, Austin FC won. Yes, they did. They actually won a game, Troy. They scored two goals and beat the Galaxy. Yes, they did. Rocky says Portland's win streak started by beating Seattle in their own house 2-0. I do remember that. And that's anytime you win a rivalry game like that, and especially after getting blown out the way they were in Providence Park, that really lit a fire under their asses and turned things around for the Portland Timbers. All right, so Austin FC gets the victory, 2-0. Do we expect this to continue? I don't know. I'm not all on the hype train here for Austin FC. I don't think it's going to go crazy, but we'll see how things go for them. All right, let's take a look at the standings. And so far, New England, as I said, running away with the Eastern Conference right now. 62 points. Points per game at 2.21. My God. Insanity. 28 games played, 19 wins, 4 losses, and 5 ties. That is a very, very strong record. you can't beat that. I mean, that right now in MLS, that's, I mean, they're approaching point status with another six games to go. The points record, what is it that LAFC had? Was it 71, 72, something like that? So they should be able to beat that point record. No problem at all for New England. I actually see them with a double win week coming up here. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Nashville at number two with 45 points. New York City, 39. Philly, 38. Orlando, even with Philly at 38. DC United at 37. Montreal at 37. Atlanta, 36. Columbus, 34. Miami, 32. Even Inter Miami says the Inter Miami CF Club there thinks that Inter Miami has a chance at the playoffs. I personally don't think so, but they're there. 32 points. They might squeak in to get in that one. Now, yes, there you go. They will definitely beat that, Jay. It's going to happen. Miami, Columbus, Atlanta, can any of them kind of upset that apple cart and get in where Montreal, DC, Orlando are? Yes, I think so. Orlando, this team is really struggling right now. Their form is horrible right now. They actually have a negative goal differential. I could see this team missing out on the playoffs after such an amazing start to their season here. What's up, Bill? So I could see it happening. I could see Orlando falling out. DC United playing well. Montreal right there on the borderline. I could see them missing out as well. Atlanta, I think they get in. And then I think Columbus, they do have some talent. I could see them squeaking into the playoffs, kind of picking up one of those last spots. And that's kind of where things stand in the Eastern Conference. And, of course, you know, you got Chicago, Cincinnati, and TFC hanging out way down at the bottom. And God bless them. They're just horrible. I mean, look at those points per game at the bottom of the East. Toronto, 0.73. Cincinnati, 0.8. Chicago, 0.89. Like, these guys, I mean, that's just horrible. Wiki out. Stams out. Armis is out. Perez has got to go. Ali Curtis out for Toronto. My God. TFC needs a rebuild. Cincinnati, they at least have a base with them. We'll see how this goes. Please scroll up, says Jay. I can't believe it, Jay. I really can't believe it. The amount of talent they have on that team to be so bad, I can't believe that this is where they are right now. It is absolutely horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. And there you go. Toronto will sign Hulk and Diego Costa from Corinthians. All right. There you go. Please, no. Please don't do that. Now let's talk a little bit about the Western Conference here. So Seattle regains the lead in the Western Conference. 48 points. Kansas City with 46. Colorado at 45. So there are the three right now. But then there's Portland kind of creeping in with that fourth spot. Could Portland kind of do a little bit of business here and get right back in to that top of the West Conference setup? If they beat LAFC, they go on and win their game on the weekend, maybe we could see them kind of creeping into that 1-2-3 picture there with Seattle, Kansas City, and Colorado. LA Galaxy, how is this team still in the playoff race at number five? I mean, this team is they did not look good against Austin FC. That is for damn sure. But they're right there. Minnesota at 37, Salt Lake with 36, then LAFC, Vancouver, and San Jose are the other teams that kind of have a chance of squeaking into the playoffs there. LAFC, I don't see it happening. This team is just struggling way too much, but a big, big week ahead. I mean, this game on Wednesday night that we're going to be live for LAFC in Portland, the Ramon and Rocky battle. This is a huge, huge game in the playoff picture in the Western Conference and for MLS. I mean, we're getting down to the nitty gritty here. We got, you know, anywhere from 6 to 8 games left for each of these teams. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how that one plays out. All right. Vancouver, again, grinding out results. They've got a better points per game than LAFC. They may end up making moves into the playoffs. Wouldn't that be something after firing Mark DeSantos, which was well-deserved, by the way. We'll see. Maybe they can make a run. Dallas, Houston, Austin, Texas, just hanging out at the bottom of MLS. 22 points for Austin. Houston with 26 and Dallas with 27. Coaching changes all around. But Austin, I don't see them firing Josh Wolf because they're an expansion team. We all know that. Decision day will be crazy. Jay, you are not kidding. That is going to be a lot of fun on decision day. Excited for that one. It's a shame the TFC won't be involved in that, Jay. All right. So there you go. That's the information we have there. Let's take a look at some of the upcoming games in this one. And again, we'll be live. Well, we won't be live. It'll be uploaded tomorrow, probably 10, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll have picks and predictions coming out to you. All-Star members, you already know what those picks are. And that one, lots of games. 26 games coming up next week. 26. So be prepared for a long picks and predictions video for sure. All right. Now, the rosters have not yet dropped for the CONCACAF World Cup qualifying window, match day window for match day 4 through 6. I am excited to get these games underway. I think this is going to, we're kind of going to know who's going to be for real and who's pretending with the World Cup qualifiers after these next three games. It should be very interesting. I mean, you look at some of these matchups coming up in the first match day window, USA and Jamaica. That's going to be a good game. Jamaica is going to want to Jamaica's going to want to get back on track here. And Leon Bailey will not be with the team for Jamaica. So it's going to be a good chance for U.S. to get a good victory there at Q2 Stadium. Honduras, Costa Rica, that's going to be a good matchup between two aging teams. And then Mexico versus Canada. That's going to be a lot of fun there. Mexico and Canada, I can't wait to do the live stream for that one. That's going to be a hell of a matchup. I think Mexico is going to be taking this one real serious at the Azteca because they know what Canada can do. We saw it in the Gold Cup, and it's not the Gold Cup team that's going to be playing Mexico. It's going to be the A team for Canada. Going to be good. There, Jay says, got his tickets for Canada versus Panama. Nice. Very nice. That is exciting. That one coming up there on match day 3. Well, actually match day 6 on October 13th. That should be a very big game for Canada. Got to get the 3 points there. Glad you're going to be there. Might be at full capacity at BMO. Don't hold your breath, Jay. Don't hold your breath. We'll see. I hope it is. I hope it is for Canada's sake, but we'll see. Some of the matches, I think the best match in match day 2 is going to be Jamaica against Canada. This is a battle for who is going to be picking up that third spot, I think, in my opinion. Canada, if they can pull a result in Jamaica, that's going to be a huge, huge result moving forward for the Canadian side. USA at Panama, another good opportunity for the U.S. to get those road games out of the way and get back on track to qualify for Qatar in 2022. Then you got probably the best matchup for me is USA Costa Rica from Columbus. I believe Connor's going to be at that game, right? Connor, you said you got tickets there. So that hopefully you'll send us some pictures over from that one. That'll be fun. But that should be a very, very good game as well in match day 3. So I think we're really going to start to see some clarity here in the World Cup qualifying, in the Octo, the Ocho, whatever the hell. I can't even remember what the hell we said we were going to call it going forward here. But I think we finally start to see some clarity. Who's going to be that 3, 4, 5 spots, and then who's going to be 6, 7, right? So we'll see. We'll see. There you go. CONCACAF match day 4 on the way. When we done in Chicago and Nashville, we have a day off until October 17th. Nice. There you go. There you go. Lower bowl sold out and some upper deck level sold out as well. Very nice, Jay. Very nice. Hopefully they sell it out. They're going for the sea of red thing there. That's their like hashtag for Canada soccer. So we'll see if they can actually make it a sea of red. All right, guys, let's recap. In this one, we'll be live for the Campeones Cup on Wednesday. Columbus Crew against Cruz Azul of Mexico. Campeones Cup, can it be a decent game? I hope so as well. LAFC against Portland in a huge game Wednesday night. That one's going to be a ton of fun. LA Galaxy and LAFC and the El Tráfico on Sunday. And then Sunday night, time permitting, life permitting, Seattle Sounders against the Colorado Rapids if I feel like doing another doubleheader. And again, tomorrow, make sure you're here for picks and predictions, week 23, September 29th through October 3rd, 26 games with odds for all the midweek games. And get your bets in quick, ladies and gentlemen. These odds are moving quickly. It's been crazy. I saw some of the odds that I said in the video when I recorded this morning. I went back about 2 hours later to make my bets and throw a little extra on, and the odds had already changed. So it's good to get it early. So All-Star members, join as an All-Star if you're not an All-Star member, because you're going to get access. That video was out to them early today. Right, God, was it like 2, 3 o'clock that I launched out? Maybe even earlier, maybe 1 o'clock. So get in on that. Then if you're a baseball fan, Brother BKL, I know you are, and I know a few else of you are as well. Come and check out my Toronto Sports Insider channel tomorrow night. I'll be live for the Yankees and the Blue Jays, a huge game in the MLB playoff race. That's going to be very good. I don't know who the probable pitchers are yet, but hey, even if you don't like baseball, you just like hanging out, come on over, hit that like and subscribe button for your boy Mike, and let's get it, guys. All right, so with that being said, I'm done with the regular podcast episode. I've been talking to myself for 46 minutes. Didn't quite make it like an hour like I did the other night, but thank you all for hanging out with me. Much appreciated. We will see you guys tomorrow, we're going to have some fun this week. Lots of big games to watch. Can't wait to do that with you guys. See you for picks and predictions tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. Signing off.